Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this bulletin, it's been confirmed that the HSE and TUSLA are meeting to discuss the Child and Adolescent Counselling Service operated through the Raphoe Diocese Centre. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says the Housing Minister's comments about the defective concrete block scheme yesterday would have shocked affected homeowners. The Chamber of Commerce in Derry says the DUP's decision to accept the deal and return to power sharing instalment is a relief, and a fire which broke out at a derelict house in Ballybuffet last night is being treated as possible arson. These stories in full, plus more to come. Kenny Hargan will be live with the latest in sport. First in news, it's been confirmed that the HSE and TUSLA are meeting to discuss the Child and Adolescent Counselling Service operated through the Raphoe Diocese Centre. Earlier this month, fears were sparked that the service would have to close in March should funding not be secured for the employment of a full-time director. Today, outgoing director Liam Cannon says there's finally movement.
The HSE has been having their own meetings internally to see how they can come on board, and now they're joining up with TUSLA in the hope to come up with a joint package to be able to kind of come back to us next week, next Tuesday, hopefully this day week, and sit with us and, you know, open the conversation about how to put supports of core staff in place so that the service can continue and build over the next 20 years, really, because I think that's the bit that's important.
Yesterday, Donegal County Council voted unanimously to write to Junior Health Minister Mary Butler and the HSC, urging them to provide the funding necessary to maintain the service. Councillor Patrick McGowan was one of two councillors to move motions on the issue at the meeting. He says there needs to be interim funding for 2 years, and then the service should be mainstreamed.
We need 2 years funding right now, and then we need the minister and the department now, because I know when this was set up, it was kind of set up outside the structures. You know, they didn't wait till this was funded, and it was very much set up onto the pastoral centre. TUSLA are certainly aware of it, HSE to less extent, of course, they know it's there, but I understand now they're all round the table.
Is there a risk that when you make a service like this mainstream, it becomes more bureaucratic and more tied up in red tape? It did start away from the government, as it were. If it's mainstreamed and brought in to the HSE or brought into TUSLA, it could actually be smothered in red tape and bureaucracy.
Yeah, well, and that's what they need to spend the next 2 years looking at it. Exactly. If you can get the best out of the mainstream and try and keep the level of volunteers and keep that interest there. But things are so bureaucratic, the whole thing now about governance and insurance, and just, it's a minefield at the moment.
Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty echoed the sentiments of Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien, saying he believes the Housing Minister's optimism about the revised defective concrete block scheme is misplaced. Deputy O'Brien said that comments made by Minister Dara O'Brien yesterday that the new scheme is working is not reflective of figures within the Department of Housing, with many people not even applying for the scheme because the gap between costs of remediation and what's on offer from government is too great. The issue was raised again in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty. He says the minister comments would have shocked many families in Donegal.
Yesterday, Minister Dara O'Brien told RTÉ that the defective concrete block grant is taking hold across the affected region. Now, this is going to come as a big surprise to affected homeowners in my own county of Donegal and Mayo and Clare and indeed elsewhere. Figures released just last week by Minister O'Brien to Eoin O'Brien flatly contradicted this claim by the minister. To date, just 54 homes have received a full grant. And since the revised scheme opened last summer, only 236 homeowners have applied. The scheme isn't working, Taoiseach. It doesn't provide 100% redress. The amendments that were proposed by the homeowners back in 2022 would have improved the scheme. Instead, you and your government colleagues voted them down. Clearly, the scheme isn't delivering. Taoiseach, I'm asking you, when will you return to the homeowners amendment and finally provide the affected homeowners with 100% redress? They've done nothing wrong, and their homes have crumbled around them, and they're still crumbling around them, and they need action.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has had what's been described as a good call with the British Prime Minister over the restoration of power sharing in the north. It's after the DUP agreed to proposals on trade, which would end its 2-year boycott of power sharing. Party leaders have been meeting in Belfast to decide on a way forward. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says the restoration of the institutions would be a significant moment.
Not simply because we haven't had government for so long, but because, of course, it will be the first time that we will have a Sinn Féin First Minister, a Nationalist First Minister. So a mark, I suppose, of the extent of change that has occurred here in the North and indeed right across Ireland.
Meanwhile, in a statement today, the Chamber of Commerce in Derry says the DUP's decision has been a relief. CEO Anna Doherty says businesses need it, the economy needs it, and after almost 2 years without an executive or assembly, it's time to get things moving again.
It's probably the most important thing that our businesses have been telling us over the last 2 years. A lack of executive in place is holding their businesses back. They're not able to plan and grow, therefore, in the way that they would like to. And, you know, the move this morning has provided the first step, at least, towards what we would hope now we could have a stable government in Northern Ireland, and our businesses can actually start to plan ahead and move forward.
The other impact this may have, of course, is if businesses are involved in exporting and importing, this may change the parameters within which they're working. Important that very clear guidance is given, that very clear information is given as to what the changes are in terms of importing and exporting and what implications those changes will have for business on the ground.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely true. Although whether there's going to be any massive differences now, I don't know. It's not clear yet exactly what those changes are going to be. We already know that, you know, the Windsor Framework was an improvement on the protocol, and we've, you know, businesses have worked with that and continue to work with it. So any movement towards more less friction is welcome.
A fire which broke out at a derelict house in Ballybuffet last night is being treated as possible arson. The blaze broke out at a former music school on the Trusk Road, which has been laying vacant for a number of years, at around 9:30. The fire service worked for a number of hours before bringing the fire under control. A forensic and technical examination of the scene has been taking place today. Garda Clare Rafferty is appealing for witnesses who saw anyone in the area at the time to come forward.
We're investigating this incident. It was by fire, and again, it was last night. It occurred at a derelict property on Trusk Road, Ballybuffet. The alarm was raised in relation to the blaze at approximately 9:35 p.m. So the fire services were at the scene for a number of hours battling this fire, but thankfully nobody was hurt in it. The scene is being preserved and a full examination will be carried out today. The property in question will be known to locals. It was home to a music school in its day, and the whole community would know the building in question. It's been vacant for a number of years now, but we're appealing for the assistance of the public and locals in relation to any sightings of people in or around the property in question at any stage yesterday evening or last night. We're given approximate times of 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. But if anyone's seen anyone hanging around it, let us know. Or if anyone was travelling in that area, so the Trusk Road, Navaney Street, or the Link Road between the Donegal Road and Trusk Road, with the dash cam at any stage yesterday evening or last night, we asked them to make the footage available to us.
Government has announced its list of ministerial visits to take place on St Patrick's Day, despite pressures for Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to boycott his visit to the White House in a bid to call for a ceasefire in Israel. It has been confirmed he will go to Washington and Boston. Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogh, will travel to Kenya, Ethiopia and South Sudan. Workers at Seagate in Derry have voted for trade union recognition. The vote was taken among 540 manufacturing specialists in the Springtown-based manufacturer of external hard drives. Unite the Union says the ballot followed a protracted battle with the statutory process taking over a year. The union says following the result, the employer has 30 days to negotiate a voluntary collective bargaining agreement with the union, or else have a statutory one imposed by the industrial court. Investigations are continuing after a child was hit by a car in Letterkenny yesterday evening. The vehicle was travelling from the Polestar roundabout towards Ballyrain when it struck the 12-year-old boy at around 5 to 7 yesterday evening. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to his injuries, which are not believed to be life-threatening. Gardaí are appealing to road users with dash cam footage of the area at the time to please make contact. Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating another tool theft in the North Inishowen area after a train saw was stolen in Kilduff last week. More details are emerging about the theft of construction steel in Stranorlar earlier this month. Michaela Clark has the details.
Gardaí and Bonkrana say between 2:30am on Monday, January the 22nd and 6pm the following Thursday, a shed at a house in Crora, Kilduff was entered and an orange Husqvarna petrol chainsaw stolen from it. The shed had an open front and so no damage was caused. Meanwhile, Gardaí say they are investigating a recent report in relation to the theft of a large quantity of building material and construction steel from a yard at Meeting House Street, Stranorlar. It happened on Thursday, January the 11th between 11 that morning and 20 to 1 in the afternoon. Among the items stolen was a 15-foot long grey galvanised steel roller door, a 36-foot long yellow gantry crane beam and approximately 5 tonnes of steel, including 30-foot long iron girders. CCTV is being examined and Gardaí are urging anyone with information or dashcam footage to come forward. They are particularly interested in any sightings of a Mercedes rigid truck with a green cab and a crane attached.
A car has been damaged while parked in Greencastle over the weekend. The wing mirrors of the vehicle were removed from it in the Milltown Harbour area between 4pm on Saturday last and 10am on Sunday morning. Anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the area is asked to contact Gardaí in Bunkrana. The time's just gone 12 minutes past 5. We're going to go to a short break and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15. We're going to the sports desk. Over to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the delay in appointing a new Republic of Ireland manager will be central to today's FAI board meeting. It's reported that hope remains that Lee Kearsley can still be won over. The former Ireland midfielder was believed to be out of the running at last weekend. And meanwhile, Euro 2024 finalists Hungary, they'll visit the Aviva Stadium for a friendly in June. And the IFA remains confident that Casement Park's redevelopment will be completed in time for Euro 2028. The Belfast ground has laid derelict for a decade, due in part to the lack of a sitting government in Stormont. It had been reported that Casement's status as a Euro venue was under threat from UEFA, but the IFA are confident it will be completed in an appropriate time frame. On the pitch tonight, a win away to Nottingham Forest would see Arsenal move within 2 points of Premier League leaders Liverpool. There's a 7:30 start at the City Ground. Everton are 4 league games without a win ahead of their game away to Fulham. Luton entertain Brighton. Roy Hodgson's job as Crystal Palace manager could depend on tonight's result at home to Sheffield United. And Aston Villa, they look to reinforce their title credentials as Newcastle visit Villa Park. In the Championship tonight, leaders Leicester City can go 10 points clear at the top of the table. The Foxes host Swansea City at 7:45. Also this evening, Coventry City face Bristol City at the same time. In Scotland's Premiership, the bottom two sides, Livingstone and Ross County, they go head-to-head. Aberdeen, they play Dundee. Both those games start at 7:45. And in the Irish League Championship, there's one game down for decision tonight. Derrickview, they're at home to Ballyclare Comrades. That game starts at 8 o'clock. And the last 16 meeting of Mali and Burkina Faso is just underway at the Africa Cup of Nations. Host nation Ivory Coast, they await the winners in the quarterfinals. And there's an 8 o'clock start to Morocco's game with South Africa. And the winners of that one will face Cape Verde in the last 8. In other news, Everton's appeal hearing following their 10-point reduction, a deduction for breaking financial rules, will be heard over the next 3 days. A final decision is expected to be announced by the middle of February. The 10-point sanction has left Everton fighting against Premier League relegation, with the club currently 1 point above the drop zone. And Manchester City striker Erling Haaland is available for selection and could make his return from injury in tomorrow's Premier League match against Burnley. He's been out of action since December due to a foot injury. Elsewhere, football governing bodies in England have come together to say they're very concerned about recent disorder at stadiums across the country. It comes after fan violence at West Brom's FA Cup tie against Wolves, as well as a fan chasing a referee on the pitch at Port Vale last weekend. In Gaelic games this weekend sees the start of the National Hurling League. Donegal there away to Wicklow in their first game in Division 2B on Sunday in Aucrem. After a turbulent start to the year, Wicklow last night appointed Jonathan Bosco O'Neill as their new manager. Wicklow's preparations for the new season have been anything but straightforward after the departure of Casey O'Brien and his management team last weekend. Donegal manager Mickey McCann is down several bodies for the league campaign. He joined Brenton Devaney on Monday night's DL debate.
Richie Ryan, Mick Donoghue and Craigie McDermott have opted out. Brendan, they just can't commit between family and work and different reasons. So them three's opted out, who are normal starters in the team, you know. And then Danny Cullen and Declan Calder have picked up injuries and pre-season and come back and played against Fermanagh for us in a challenge match and a couple of training sessions. But Danny hurt his shoulder, Brendan. He actually got surgery on it last Saturday, so his league campaign's over, and Declan maybe not too serious, but looking like maybe he needs keyhole for a cartilage operation, Brendan. So two big losses. They're probably gone for the league, you know, and the rest are all just injuries just getting cleared up over the next few weeks, you know. So and Ron McDermott, obviously, who done his cruciate in the final last year, won't be back until April, Brendan. So look, you count that's seven boys maybe that started the Nicky Record final last year, all out of contention at the minute, you know.
That's Mickey McCann. You can listen back to that full interview with Brenton Devaney on our website, highlandradio.com, in the sports section. In rugby, Munster back row John Hodnett is facing 8 to 10 weeks on the sidelines following surgery on a finger injury. Simon Zeebo must see a specialist next week following a scan on a knee injury, but Tom Ahern could feature in Saturday's meeting with Super Rugby champions, the Crusaders at Park of Kiev. The forward is following the return to play protocols, and a call on his availability will be made later in the week. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Ireland's women have followed one-day success by securing a T20 series win over Zimbabwe in Harare. Orla Prendergast was named player of the match following a knock of 69 with figures of 1 for 6 with the ball as Ireland romped to a 60-run victory. The sides will meet again for a day-night fixture on Thursday. That's your sport. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Gardaí will be conducting high visibility checkpoints across Donegal this bank holiday weekend. Motorists are warned to never drive under the influence of drink or drugs and ensure that they are responsible on the roads. Garda Claire Rafferty says, unfortunately, bank holidays tend to bring with them fatalities on the roads.
Bank holiday weekends are one of the busiest periods on Irish roads. They're also one of the periods where road users are at the highest risk of being involved in a fatal or a serious road traffic collision. We urge all road users to please use the roads responsibly. Drivers are urged to slow down, wear their seatbelt, and not to drive while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. And do not use or hold your mobile phone while driving. Remember, if you have been drinking, you may not be safe to drive the next morning. Don't risk it. That's an important one to remember there as well. Always be on the lookout for cyclists and pedestrians and drive at a safe speed. As always, Gardaí will be out on the roads over the course of the weekend conducting high visibility checkpoints and speed checks.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a weekend assault in Letterkenny. A man was attacked by another man in the Lower Main Street area on Sunday at 11:40 p.m. The injured man was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for medical treatment. The second man is believed to have left the scene with a number of others in a vehicle that had been parked on Lower Main Street. Gardaí are also appealing to motorists who may have dashcam footage to make it available to them. Councillor Johnny McGuinness has confirmed his intention to seek election in the upcoming local elections. It'll be the first time the Inishowen councillor will contest an election after being co-opted to replace his father, Councillor Bernard McGuinness, who died in August 2021. Councillor McGuinness was selected at a recent Fine Gael selection convention to represent the Carndonagh electoral area. He says it's been a great honour to serve the area over the past 2 years following the passing of his father. Health insurer VHI says it's conscious of financial pressures but is increasing its prices in March. This is the company's third rise in a year and customers can expect a 7% increase to their bills on average.
VHI claims volumes soared by a fifth last year compared to 2022. Dermot Good from Total Health Cover has this advice for customers who are unhappy with the news.
All people need to do is nearly disregard these increases, decide what is your budget, what you can afford, and you get onto the insurance companies by phone and you challenge them to find the closest plan to what you currently have that fits that. That is the single best way to approach them right now. If you do nothing, if you auto-renew, you are facing massive increases as well as benefit changes.
The remnants of Amelia Earhart's airplane may have been finally discovered. A crew searching for the long-lost wreckage believed they found it at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, 100 miles from Howland Island, which sits halfway between Australia and Hawaii. Earhart was expected to land there in 1937 in her attempt to be the first female pilot to circumnavigate the globe. She became the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic in 1932, landing in Derry. Gardaí in Donegal are once again urging the public to be on alert for fraud attempts. They say scammers may change their stories or methods, but their goal's always the same: to access sensitive information and money. People are advised to not provide personal banking details, do not engage with unknown callers, or return a call to a number you're not familiar with. Do not click links contained in emails or text messages, do not send money, download apps, remote access software, and do not withdraw any money and lodge it into cryptocurrency ATMs. Anyone who suspects they are being targeted by fraudsters is asked to screenshot any suspicious emails, text messages or other communication and contact their local Garda station. Looking now to the weather forecast for this evening, mostly dry and clear with just a chance of an isolated shower, a chilly day with highest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees in light breezes. Tonight will be dry with clear spells, lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees with light to moderate southwest winds freshening later, and mostly cloudy and dry to begin tomorrow before rain develops in the early afternoon. Tomorrow will have highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. Just to conclude this evening's headlines, it's been confirmed that the HSE and TUSLA are meeting to discuss the Child and Adolescent Counselling Service operated through the Raphoe Diocesan Centre. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says the Housing Minister's comments yesterday about the defective concrete block scheme would have shocked affected homeowners. The Chamber of Commerce in Derry says the DUP's decision to accept the deal and return to power sharing instalment is a relief. And a fire which broke out at a derelict house in Ballybuffet last night is being treated as possible arson. That's all for now. Back again at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 30th of January. The death has occurred of Plunkett Barr, Binion Road, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his home with house private today. All welcome tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Funeral from his home on Thursday at 11:15, going to St Michael's Church, Uris, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private again, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Lizzie Peoples, Court, Milford, reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral service on Thursday afternoon at 1 in Milford Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Hugh McLean, Dubula, Letterkenny. Hugh's remains have today been brought to Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, for private cremation. At Hugh's request, the family home is strictly private, please. A celebration of Hugh's life will take place later this week. The death has occurred of Kevin Donaghy, Darney Brooklis, reposing at McBurty's funeral home until 6:30 this evening, with removal afterwards to Dublin. Kevin's body is being donated for medical research. The house is private, please. A celebration of Kevin's life will take place in St John's Church, Killybegs, on Friday at 12 noon. The death has occurred of Benny Porter, Letterkenny Road, Lifford. Benny is reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on clonleyparish.com. Family friars only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Joseph's Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of John Alcorn, Moyle View, Milford, reposing at his son Declan and Cosh Alcorn's residence at Cheerhumman, Milford. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Fannett Presbyterian Church, Kerrykeel. Burial afterwards in Milford Presbyterian Cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of John Sweeney, John the Chef, Milford and Lunya Derry Beg, originally from Drogheda. Remains reposing at the family home in Lunya. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral to family only. Wake until 8 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. with Rosary Nightly at 8. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg. Interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.